Welcome to our Easter Reflection Series on Knowing Your Tree of Life. Each day during the Easter season, we'll be reflecting on one of the virtues and how a saint can teach us how to practice this virtue in our daily life. Today's reflection is for the Tuesday of the sixth week of Easter. The word we're reflecting on today is relationship and how it is connected to the virtue of chastity. Saint Mother Teresa tells us, "To be pure, to remain pure, can only come at a price, the price of knowing God and loving Him enough to do His will. He will always give us the strength we need to keep purity as something as beautiful for Him." The saint we're reflecting on today is Saint Justina of Antioch. Saint Justina became a model of chastity, but once struggled with lust. She was a convert to Christianity after rejecting lust and choosing chastity. She dedicated herself to Christ, and she saw this as the relationship she most desired. Justina refused a marriage proposal from a suitor, Aglaides. Through the power of the sorcerer Cyprian, Justina was tempted by multiple demons during her prayers nonetheless, to lustfully desire the suitor she had just rejected. Cyprian was a native of Antioch, who became a practitioner of sorcery and black magic. When Aglaides, a young pagan, fell in love with the beautiful Justina, a Christian of Antioch, he asked Cyprian to help him win her. Cyprian tried all his black magic and diabolical expertise to win her for himself, but was repelled by her faith and the aid of Mary. Justina's relationship with God was stronger than Cyprian's magic. When Cyprian realized the overwhelming power of the forces arrayed against him and the devil, Cyprian converted to Christianity. He destroyed his magical books, gave his wealth to the poor, and was baptized, as was Aglaides. Justina then gave away her possessions and dedicated herself to God. Saint Justina prayed this prayer, "O Lord Jesus Christ, my God, lo, mine enemies have risen up against me and have prepared a snare for my feet. My soul is brought low, but I have remembered thy name in the night and am made glad. When they compassed me round about, I have fled unto thee, knowing that mine adversary might not rejoice over me. For thou knowest, O Lord my God, that I am thy handmaiden. For thee have I kept the purity of my body, and to thee have I entrusted my soul. Wherefore preserve thou thy lamb, O good shepherd. Do not permit the beast which seeketh to devour me to consume me, and grant me to prevail over the evil desires of my flesh." Chastity is the virtue that helps us to value our relationship with God over our relationship with any human being. Every relationship we have needs to come second to our relationship with God. For only by having a good relationship with God can we have a good relationship with anyone else. The evil one tries to deceive us that if God is the number one relationship for a loved one, then that means we are loved less. Chastity helps us understand the truth that we can only relate what we think, feel, and desire to another if we first relate it to God. How can you grow in your relationship with God at this time? For your prayer today, Saint Justina would have prayed with the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 5 through 11. I invite you to use your imagination as you hear me read the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 5 through 11. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asked me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin because they do not believe in me. Righteousness because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation because the ruler of this world has been condemned." Please reflect on how Jesus was teaching his disciples to grow in their relationship with the Holy Spirit by preparing them for his ascension. Reflect on how God is inviting you to grow in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. May you have a blessed day in the Easter season.